AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Lyon County Fair Board member Jeremiah Corpening. You know what this means. Fair is on the way and is coming soon.
Jeremiah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right here. So how excited are you for the 2023 Lyon County Fair?
Well, it's getting close. We're getting ramped up and a little more excited each day.
So, Jeremiah, when do things start?
Well, we really kind of kick off the fair. I mean, the kids have been started for a while now, but as far as the fair board in the town, we really, Friday the 28th is the Friend of the 4-H picnic, and then the 29th, they got some judging and stuff in the Anderson building, and yeah, so right there about the 28th, 29th of July, it kind of gets going. As far as the public is concerned, they really won't see, they may see some people in and out of there, but August the 3rd is when all the animals weigh in and come to the fairgrounds, and the carnival also kicks off that night, too. So,
big
really, August the 3rd, they'll start seeing some action around there.
I do know, too, that the 4-H'ers have been busy here for the past few weeks, getting tickets sold for grandstand events, and that goes on, what, for another end of this week?
End of this week, yep. They want to get them a little bit cheaper. Find a 4-H'er. If they don't know a 4-H'er, they can call the office. Or if they know a fair board member, we can get them in touch with the 4-H'er that I'm sure would gladly sell them a ticket.
Do you know off the top of your head, Jeremiah, how many 4-H'ers are in general terms involved here with the fair this time around this year?
Oh, that's a good question. You would ask me that. I don't know. I know in my kids' club, there's about 50 or 60 kids down there around the Opie area that would gladly sell them a ticket. I would say somewhere around 150 kids, maybe. That's just a guess.
So grandstand events, always a big part of the Lyon County Fair, along with all of the showing of the animals, the livestock out at the livestock area at the Lyon County Fair. So what kind of grandstand events we have lined up for this year, Jeremiah?
Well, they kind of kick off Saturday, August 5th. We'll have the Ranch Rodeo, and it starts at 7. And then not really a grandstand event, but Monday, August the 7th is a premium sale where all the kids who've worked, they sell their animals that night. So that's really one of the biggest nights. And it's not really a grandstand event, but it's a big night for all the kids. And then August 8th on Tuesday is the Buck Rumble and Roll at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, the August 9th, which this is a free gate. You don't need a ticket, but one of the projects in 4-H is rodeo. And so they have a little 4-H rodeo on Wednesday, August 9th, and it starts at 6, and like I said, it's a free gate. Thursday, the 10th, is the Antique Truck and Tractor Pull, and it's also a free gate. And then we end out the fair on Friday, the 11th, with the Truck and Tractor Pull, and then Saturday, the 12th, is the Demo Derby.
So basically the traditional lineup of activities. What do you have to do as fair board members between now and, you know, the Friends of 4-H dinner coming up on the 28th to get everything ready to go? Right, really, I guess the last phase of the preparation work.
Yeah, we've just been out there kind of. We got to get all the pens set up and make sure everything's clean and ready for animals, and we'll have to get like the 30th there. We have to go in kind of after the fair's already started, really, and we have to set up the Anderson building so when people come in to see it, it looks good, and all the projects are displayed, and just basic maintenance. We kind of do it year round and try to keep it up so we're not just rushed there at the end to make the fairgrounds look nice, and it looks pretty good out there right now.
Couple of weeks away, a couple of weeks of fun for everyone, the Lyon County Fair. Did we miss anything here, Jeremiah?
I don't think so. I think we got everything covered. Like I said, and you guys said, this is the last week to get tickets on sale. I know 4-H'ers are outselling them. So if you don't know a 4-H'er, get in contact with call the fair office, or reach out to somebody who you think might know a 4-H'er, and they'll gladly come sell you a ticket.
Indeed. Yeah, save yourself a few bucks by getting those advance tickets from those 4-H'ers. Jeremiah, thanks.
That's
we appreciate
right.
it.
That's right. Every time you buy a ticket from a 4-H'er, part of the money goes to that 4-H club. So really helps them do their day-to-day operations. So that's a good thing, too, if you can get it from a 4-H-er.
Yeah, that's important. Jeremiah, thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
All right, you too. Jeremiah Corpening, who is the member of the Lyon County Fair Board. Busy group there now.
Busy group. And really quickly, I know we're running short on time, but our